What's up, K-Casters?
Woo! This is our fucking third podcast for today.
Yeah, we're just gonna... It's gonna come out in different time for them.
Yeah, but for us...
For us, it's our third. And we still have two more after this. But one's not gonna be till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or... Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because the show... It's gonna be like... Do you think it's gonna be the first time we're gonna get out of the show relatively on time because we don't have anything extra? I don't feel like hanging outside the venue until midnight.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I love Eric, I don't need to see him come out the back door.
Yeah, let him go home. Fucking...
Go home. Let him go to the next city for the next stop of this tour. He's going to, like, 40-something cities.
Crazy.
Boy needs a nap.
And boy's food. Busy.
Boy needs a nap.
He needs some money.
That too. Anyway, we are here to talk about GOT7's album that dropped
months ago.
Yeah.
Call
My Name.
Which, the album fucking slaps.
Seriously, like, I watched the video when it came out.
I did too.
And then I listened to the album. Actually, I didn't listen to the album right away. I watched their comeback special first.
I didn't get to do that.
Then I listened to the album.
So I just listened to the album right now. So it's fresh in my brain.
Yes.
In yours as well, because we were right by me the whole fucking time.
Yes.
So...
Until we got off topic.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that one on another segment of The Thirst Is Real.
So...
Yes.
What do you love about this album? What did it for you?
For me, because it sounds like... It's definitely... Oh, there's Jesus a bell. Fucking, you oh talk about what you like about it first.
Okay. Have fun. So... I enjoyed this album because it really felt K-pop-y to me. And, like, it was not... And that's not, like, a bad thing. Like, it really felt like GOT7, which, like, it... You know what I mean?
I only heard half your sentence.
That, like, this album really felt like GOT7 K-pop-y, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this album was, like, really good, and I think, like, this just really bumped up to, like, one of my new favorite GOT7 albums. It's not my favorite, but it is definitely up there, because 7 for 7 is my favorite GOT7 album of all time.
Thank you.
Nice. We share the same favorite album. So, like, this definitely just bumped its way up on my list, because this album fucking slaps. You know? Brianna knows.
Okay, for me, my favorite thing, I'm carrying my voice, about this album was, while it's new GOT7, it felt very old GOT7. Mm-hmm.
Like, old school JY. Like, that's what it is. It felt like the JYP that I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it had that groove to it.
It did. Because a lot of times, as we're listening to these songs, we would just start dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't uncommon for GOT7.
Right. I bump to GOT7 all the time. Wow.
That we gotta stop sinking ourselves.
Stop it.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Stop it. Stop copying me.
It's hard.
Wow. I can't believe you did that right in front of my fucking salad.
That's tomorrow.
Shut up.
Salads.
It's technically today.
Wait. Yeah, it is. Sorry, I just had a thought. Remind me, bring me back to Eric Nam when we're done this, because I'm not saying this live.
Cool.
Anyway.
What was your opinion of this album?
It's, like, I agree with you. It's not my all-time favorite. For me, that is 7 for 7.
Same.
And, like, it was still, like, holy crap, this is awesome.
Yeah, like, it bumped its way up, like, to one of my new favorites.
Yes.
Like, very quickly, like...
By the second song in, you were hooked.
Yeah, because Pray is my favorite song on the album.
And mine was Thursday.
Pray is so fucking good. It's really good.
It is.
That Jackson part, fucking, oh my god.
That's what got us on the topic, because it'll be discussed in another day.
Another time, another day.
Another podcast, another more of The Thirst Is Real. Because the thirst is so real.
We need to do another one of those, because we thirsty.
Especially after the conversation we were just having, and we're going to continue
later.
Shut
the fuck up.
Woo!
Woo! So, yeah. the other songs on the album, Crash and Burn.
Crash and Burn
was
really
a really good one. That's like my second favorite.
I did like the little quip you made in the middle. They went from Never Ever to Now or Never.
Yeah. Now or Never was also a really good song. Yeah. But we can't forget about the title track, Calling My Name.
Yeah, You Call My Name is so good.
The
fact that they started out lying down and JB just did like the very slow Three Stooges spin, I was like,
just the whole choreo, the outfits, oh my fucking god.
The outfits were on point.
Not only factoring in those, that it made it to, like, local Twitter. Like, yeah. The fact that GOT7, this was the first time I've seen GOT7 take over Twitter in a while.
Long while.
And for something positive.
Right.
Because...
not people being pissy-ass little bitches.
Facts. Besides the point...
Oh, that name dropped. But
stop.
I stopped myself. I'm good. I'm a good girl today. No, I'm not.
You never are.
I have my moments.
No, you don't! Because you're a bitch!
Yeah.
Exactly, you can't say I'm wrong.
Nope.
Are you gonna look at me? You're gonna fucking tell me that I'm wrong? She came down in a bubble, duh! Do you know that video?
No.
Oh my fucking... They'll know it. The K-casters will know it.
Maybe. Only a handful of our audience is actually American.
But it's a Vine. Everybody knows it. Fucking. And her sister was a princess. And what was her sister? The Wicked Witch of the East, dog. Are you gonna look at me? You're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? She came down in a bubble, dog. I'm gonna fucking stab him. Are you gonna tell me that I'm wrong? Grow up! The fact that I can, like, recite that...
No, I was more like about that when you were alternating characters, you turned your body slightly.
Yeah, to show. I'm a fucking savage.
Getting off topic.
Anyways. GOT7.
GOT7. How nutty is it that it's almost a year ago we went to GOT7 for the first time?
That's crazy.
Like,
it was like months ago, but
it was
like.
June.
Oh my god.
We're at the end of February. Basically.
I know.
Like.
I want to go back. I want to go again. We promised that we would go.
We did, and we also promised that when we move, we're gonna go see GOT7 on home turf.
I know.
Which, that's gonna be fun for me. Who's in there? I don't know
what's going on. Me slightly whispering translations.
Slightly whispering, we're trying to figure out if I understood what the hell Blues just said. Because sometimes I can get away with it. Mm-hmm. I understood, when we went to CARD, when J7 clowned the translator, I understood that.
That was fucking funny.
That was great.
I fucking miss CARD. I miss every concert that we've already been to. And I wanted to go see Day 6 with you guys.
I know, but this shit happened.
God. Yeah, my mom's car got a fucking flat tire.
Yeah.
And that's why I couldn't go to Day 6. Even though I fucking wanted to.
You wanted to make that your Christmas present from them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
And that didn't happen.
Nope. My head hurts because of how tight my hair is tied.
I understand.
GOT7!
GOT7!
We are 1-0 with staying on topic today.
GOT7!
Again, it's not unlikely
GOT7.
For us.
GOT7. GOT7. One and a two-step girl. Everybody wanna make some noise.
We're good. We're okay.
Are we?
No.
Are we?
It's 2:30 in the morning at this point now. Yeah,
and we're
yeah,
ready
maybe.
To go and sleep and then get ready for Aircom.
We're getting food later.
Food!
I don't know what makes me more excited sometimes. The fact that we always go out somewhere.
I
don't go out. I don't have a social life.
I don't either. I've been in my house for like weeks at a time only playing Fire Emblem with Alex.
I mean, it works.
That and doing school.
Which is important.
I wish it wasn't.
Yeah. But you saw both of my face.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was a fucking bop and a half. Jackson needs to take a fucking nap.
As usual.
Well, no, because now he's doing sponsorships mm-hmm. now, and now he's being sponsored by L'Oreal.
Right.
Which, he has fabulous hair, so shit.
Right. I mean... I feel like all of them need to take a nap.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Youngjae's been doing.
He's probably been taking care of Coco.
Probably.
And, like, hanging out with his brother.
His brother got married.
Yeah. His brother got married?
I'm pretty sure.
What?
There was pictures of him at a wedding.
Damn.
I'm about to say something now. I don't remember what it was.
Got seven.
Just, I would say, like, because JB hasn't been posted. JB will post on Instagram every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Mark will do a VLive every so often. Yugi's almost always on VLive. Bem Bem's an uncle now.
What?
Yeah. Either his brother or his sister.
Wow.
Welcome to child. Chubby cheeks. So cute. So cute. I saw it this morning and I was like,
baby.
Now the funny thing is that someone pointed out that it says welcome to the uncle line, Bem Bem. And it was a picture of Jackson and Mark with him as well. And I'm like, Maritai Kong's now uncles.
Yeah. I don't think they should ever be in charge of children, but...
No, Jackson does good with Amy. But Amy's also old enough to be like, hey, get it away from me.
Right.
When she doesn't want to be bothered.
I mean, Jackson likes kids in general.
Yeah. Well, so does Mark.
Bem Bem's debatable.
Bem Bem is a child.
Exactly. That's like, he gets along with them because he's one of them.
Exactly.
This is off topic. We're supposed to be talking about the fucking album.
Album was a bop.
Stan got seven.
Yes.
Stream it. Download it. Buy it. Whatever the fuck.
Love it. Cherish it.
Cherish it. Listen to it repeatedly. Over and over again. Like I will be doing.
Yes.
For sure.
We still have one more album to listen to before we are done podcasting for the night.
Fuck yeah.
I gotta do more parts of my job first.
Cool.
The thing is, my boss can't say we're sitting here watching TV the entire time.
Yep.
That's
it?
Yeah. So, until the next time, bye, K-casters.
Goodbye, K-casters.
So, have you guys ever wanted to do your own podcast?
Ever wanted to voice your own opinions?
That's what we did, and that's why we downloaded Anchor. Anchor is a free app that you download straight to your phone, or you can use it on your computer.
It lets you record straight from it, and it lets you edit and publicize your own opinions for the world to hear.
And the cool thing about it is, it distributes it to a bunch of other different things. Most of our listeners are on Spotify. But that the only reason it's on Spotify is because of Anchor.
Anchor will post your podcast to any other known podcast sites that it has connections with. Which includes things like Google Podcasts, Spotify,
Stitcher,
all these other places where you can build up your audience through Anchor.
And the cool thing is you can also add monetized segments, which you do not need a huge following for. You can start making money with, like, one person listening, as long as you keep advertising, adding in segments. Download Anchor today and make your own podcast so we can hear what you want to say.